Simon Reish Nun. Hachonas Asudas to Shabbos, preparing the Sudas for Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Yashkma Boiker, once you get up, bright and early in the morning, Yom Shishi and Erev Shabbos, Lahochin Tzarech Shabbos, to prepare the needs for Shabbos. And Mr. Burr brings, there's a remnant from a Pasuk. Vahoya be Yom Shishi, it'll be on Erev Shabbos or Friday. The Yechinu is a share of view, and they'll prepare whatever they're going to bring, this by the Mon. And we make a drasha that Hachono Dumi Dehava. The Yechinu is a share of view. They're going to prepare whatever they're going to bring. Now, by the mon, bringing the mon was right away in the morning. The Yokudo is said by Baker or Baker every day in the morning. So the Achana of Shabbos also should be right away by Baker in the morning. Now, Mr. Burr says the right time to do this is right after davening. After Kriya Shema davening, that's when you should do it. In fact, the Biralachi brings, there is a tzad in the Paiskim even, the one you do before davening, before Kriya Shema davening. Now, Mr. Burr says that the Olam is Anoig that way, and we don't really pass them that way, but just brings out the point that this is something that should be done right away, first thing in the morning after davening is over, once you start preparing for Shabbos. Mr. Burr does say that somebody who always learns a certain amount of time from davening before he goes on his way, before he goes to work, or whatever it is, or somebody says a shir to a rabbim after davening, they should not be mevatel to the kfiyas, and rather they should do their kfiyas for learning, and afterwards get ready for Shabbos. He says, unless in that place things sell out, and let's say the challah, the bread, everything you're going to buy for Shabbos, other products, they're going to sell out, and you're not going to be able to purchase them anymore after the learning's over. So then you should take care of the shopping for Shabbos first and learn afterwards. He says, in fact, that if they sell whatever it is for Shabbos in the morning before davening, and if you wait till after davening, it's going to be too late, it's going to be sold out, and you can even do the shopping for Shabbos before davening. He says, Kriya Shema, you should still say before you shop for Shabbos, but the davening, you can do after you shop for Shabbos, if need be, if things might sell out. Even though it's usually halacha, you're not allowed to take care of your own chafetzim, your own business before davening. Here it's different. It's not your own chafetzim. It's chepzei shemayim. It's Hashem's business for the Shabbos Suda. So, preferably, the pairing and shopping for Shabbos to be done right after davening, or if someone has a Seir Limud, they're right after the Seir Limud. If they need to do it before the Seir Limud, things are going to sell out, do it before the Seir Limud. And if need be, they can even do it before davening. After they say Kriya Shema, before davening, chepzei shemayim, to make sure to purchase the things they need to get for Shabbos. Now, that which it says a person should do the preparations for Shabbos Yom Shishi on Friday morning. So Mr. Burr says that Friday is really better than doing on Thursday. It's more nicker, it's more obvious that you're doing it for Shabbos if you do it on Friday than on Thursday. So it brings out the covered Shabbos more if you do it on Friday rather than doing it on Thursday. Unless it's something which needs a long time to prepare. He gives an example. That meat, the salt, the meat. In the olden days, people bought the meat and they had to salt it themselves. The salt and the meat was something you did yourself. It took more time. So that you should get going on Thursday. Unless on Friday you get higher quality meat than Thursday, then he says maybe wait till Friday. But otherwise, meat to be salted, that's something you take care of on Thursday. He says also in the winter when Friday is a short day, they're also you start doing the achanas on Thursday. But if there's enough time on Friday, it's not such a short day, and it's something that doesn't take a long time to prepare, it's better to prepare on Friday because it shows more of the covered Shabbos. Mr. Burr brings from the Achrenim that it's good to speak out everything you buy for Shabbos that you're buying this to cover Shabbos. Dibur pal harbi b'kedusha, where you speak out affects the line in Kedusha. So what you speak out, the covered Shabbos, this is all the covered Shabbos. Even though we said the one should appear Friday morning, early in the morning, things the covered Shabbos. Also mitzvah chachila, there should also be more things for Shabbos later in the day, closer to the Shkia. And the Remes says, v'hayim Mishnah, as Hashem of you, Mishnah, you prepare a second time later in the day. Now the Pasuk says, Zohar Siyam HaShabbos Lekatshe. And B'Shamay Darshan, it comes back to Shamay HaZokin himself, to anything you find good from the beginning of the week, you should prepare for Shabbos. Shamay HaZokin, if you found something good, but anything that's good on Sunday, to maybe use the covered Shabbos, oh, this will be for Shabbos. On Monday, he found a better one. So on Monday, he ate the first behemoth and saved Monday's behemoth for Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Everything that was a covered Shabbos. Even on Monday, when he ate Sunday's behemoth, he did the covered Shabbos, because this way, he'd be able to save the other behemoth for Shabbos. Hillel Azok, and he would say that Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Yom Baslanu, Hashem will take care of me, every day he did for that day, and he was confident that Erev Shabbos, Hashem will give him what he needs for Shabbos. Mr. Burr writes that many places can say that even Hillel agrees that it's good to do like Shabbos, and from the beginning of the week, start preparing for Erev Shabbos. Hillel himself, a tremendous amount of talking on Hashem, that Hashem would provide him something good for Shabbos later in the week, on Erev Shabbos, to Mechaz, because he talking, he would wait till the end of the week to prepare for Shabbos, and have a talking on Hashem provide him. And every day, he bought eight that day. But regular person B'tochan is not as strong as all Zalk, and he should do like Shammai, and prepare for the beginning of the week, waiting for Shabbos. And for sure, if something that's going to be hard to find later in the week, it might not be available, definitely, if it's something that could last, and might not be available later on, definitely buy early in the week for Shabbos. It's also a mitzvah to be time to taste the food in there of Shabbos for Shabbos to check it out and fix it up, make sure it's going to be good on Shabbos. And the Shulchan Shlomo says that tima from every min on Shabbos is a mitzvah. Te'ameh chayim zochu.